So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. Biden.
By the time he was sworn in as U.S. Vice President to George W. Bush in 2001, Dick Cheney had already been a long-standing force in Washington.
I picked him because he's strong, he's steady, and he gets the job done.
A White House staffer under Richard Nixon, chief of staff to Gerald Ford, 10 years a lawmaker on Capitol Hill, and Secretary of Defense to George H.W. Bush, it was as vice president that Cheney became as divisive as he was consequential.
The enemy has shown a capacity to inflict great damage on the United States, and we have to assume there will be more attacks.
After 9/11, Cheney cemented the widely held view it was his hand that guided the Bush presidency.
Dick Cheney's legacy is fundamentally complicated.
Garrett Martin, professor at American University School of International Service, says Cheney will be forever seen as promoting the most controversial U.S. policies of those years, including pushing the false notion Iraq possessed weapons of mass destruction.
Enhanced interrogation for torture, essentially, the Patriot Act, or surveillance also, domestic spying on Americans, and of course, his most hawkish line on the war in Iraq and being largely unapologetic about it.
What we did in Iraq was exactly the right thing to do. If I had it to recommend all over again, I would recommend exactly the right same course of action.